Nearly leaked top secret Israeli documents reveal that Israel's spy agency knew Iran was not working to acquire nuclear weapons when Prime Minister Netanyahu declared during a UN General Assembly speech that Tehran is trying to build such a bomb. The document is part of a cache of hundreds of dossiers, files, and cables from the world's major intelligence services. It shows a wide gap between public claims of Israeli authorities and intelligence assessments of Israel about Iran's nuclear program. During his speech in 2012, Netanyahu brandished a cartoon of a bomb, claiming Tehran is only a year away from making a nuclear bomb. The revelation comes as Netanyahu is to travel to Washington and address Congress on what he calls the dangers of Iran's nuclear program. Let's speak to Gareth Porter. He's an investigative journalist, and he joins us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Porter, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, as we just said, there is this wide gap between public claims of Israeli authorities and intelligence assessments of Israel about Iran's nuclear program. So what happened to, as far as Netanyahu is concerned? Did he just not get the memo?
Well, first of all, you know, the significance of this story is perhaps not quite as great as it might seem at first glance, because what is being reported now with regard to the secret cable from Mossad, the Israeli Foreign Intelligence Service, in 2012, is really something that was not only that I reported myself earlier that year in 2012, but was actually leaked by defense officials, apparently in Israel, to the liberal left newspaper Haaretz after the Netanyahu speech at the United Nations. And what was what was at stake here? What was the issue? It was that Netanyahu was actually, as you correctly stated in your intro, was claiming that the Iranians were only a year away from actually being able to enrich enough uranium, or would actually have enriched enough uranium at a higher level, at 20% level, to have what is called a breakout capability. He didn't use that term, but that's what he was talking about. And that's why he drew that red line across the top of the cartoon bomb. So it was really all part of his whole ploy of trying to convince the world that Iran was getting so close to a nuclear weapon now that Israel had to be prepared to make war against Iran. But what's so interesting about his UN speech is that he did not make that threat at all. There was no threat in the speech. And what I would speculate, I think it's more than speculation, I think it's a sound analysis, that what happened was that President Obama had basically told Netanyahu in a conversation on the phone in earlier in September that he would not go along with the red lines that Netanyahu was insisting on. He wanted the president to support a red line which would essentially commit the United States to going to war against Iran. And so his balloon had really been deflated there. And that's why I think that's the real significance of this combination of the secret cable from Mossad and the speech by Netanyahu in September at the United Nations, September 2012.
But Mr. Porter, despite Obama's warnings in 2012 and looking at Netanyahu's actions now, it's quite clear he didn't listen. Why then do you think is Netanyahu insisting even to go to Congress and deliver that speech, which will be boycotted by many U.S. lawmakers? However, it seems that Netanyahu is still insistent upon his version of events.
Well, you know, he's now been committed to this line of threatening war, and you know, that this is an existential threat to Israel and all the rest of it now for many years. And for him to back down and admit that this was indeed a political ploy aimed at trying to pressure the United States and the rest of the world into taking diplomatic actions to punish Iran would obviously not be something that he could accept. So, I mean, I think he's really in a situation where he has no real choice but to continue to play out this rather now obvious ploy of an effort to convince the world that he really might be forced to attack Iran, when I think no one really takes it seriously anymore.
Well, speaking of which, isn't this going to hurt his whatever remaining credibility there is?
I think it will, actually. I think it will actually get him less support in Congress than he would have had he been more restrained. And I think that this is one of the built-in contradictions in the Netanyahu strategy, that he's constantly trying to push beyond what is really realistic. He did that in 2012 with President Obama and the Obama administration. He lost big in 2012. I think he's going to lose again. But at the same time, he does have this control over the majority of people in the Senate and in the House of Representatives because of electoral finance considerations. And that's why I think he's overconfident. He feels that he can get away with this and still sabotage the talks, sabotage any possibility for an agreement by getting Congress to oppose any agreement that might be signed.
All right, let's see how that pans out. Of course, that's investigative journalist Gareth Porter there joining us from Washington via Skype. Mr. Porter, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.